Chapter 13, The Horse Awakens. The sound of birds was the first thing Cadence noticed. No humming, no incessant laughter, just the sweet song and twittering of the blue jays, and whispers. She blinked and rubbed away the remnants of the bright light. Cadence opened her eyes to a crowd of curious ponies standing around, scratching their heads, and trying to piece together what exactly had happened.
"Why are we in the garden?"
wondered Jasper Hoof, looking around. "Did I fall asleep?" asked Glittermint, rubbing her eyes.
"Is the princess okay?"
Gemma called out, standing on her tippy hooves to see.
"Katie!"
Shining Armor rushed over to his wife, breaking through the mob of crystal ponies. He helped her up from the ground.
"You did it! You saved every pony! I don't know how, but one minute I was leading my stallions to practice, and the next I was singing, 'Cold hooves, warm hearts,' with you flying above us."
He gestured to the crowd. "I have a feeling there was a lot more between that." "You have no idea," Cadence sighed, breaking a tiny smile. What a relief. Her citizens were freed from the spell, and no pony was hurt. Her eyes scanned the crowd and landed on a particular young green filly who was hunched over in the dirt. Her pink mane hung down over her eyes, and she was sniffling.
"Olive!" Lilac Quartz reprimanded, approaching her daughter. "Why in Equestria would you steal Grandpa's seeds?"
The mother's face was flush with embarrassment.
"You nearly caused the entire Crystal Empire to be trapped in their enchantments forever."
"I know," Olive said and sniffed.
"I'm so sorry, Mama. I didn't think it would end up like this."
Olive stood up and shrugged.
"All I wanted was a little bit of revenge."
"Revenge?" Princess Cadence asked as she walked toward them.
"I don't understand. Who has wronged you, Olivine Jewel?"
"At first I was annoyed at you, Princess Cadence," Olivine admitted. Every pony gasped. Cadence slumped down.
"But why?"
Olive's face twisted into a frown.
"All this time after the Crystal Empire returned, and you've never even offered Grandpa his job back."
Olivine paced, motioning with her hooves.
"And then you force me, of all ponies, to fix his garden? I didn't even know. But every pony else loved doing the castle's dirty work. They were having so much fun digging and planting seeds. And, as usual, I was alone in a corner."
Olivine pointed to Starseed and Fire Opal.
"I just wanted to be more like them. I wanted them to like me. And I realized I had the perfect way to impress every pony."
"My magic seed collection?"
Grandpa Alabaster coughed.
"You know better than that, little Veen."
Olive looked down at her hooves in shame.
"You didn't need to do that to impress us," Starseed laughed. "All you had to do was, like, chill out."
"Seriously," Fire Opal agreed, flipping her rainbow mane. "We liked you before, and we won't stop now."
Olivine's eyes grew huge.
"Really?"
"Of course!"
Starseed and Fire Opal embraced their new friend in a hug. Olivine turned to Princess Cadence.
"I can't believe I made so many huge mistakes and misjudgments. I'm so sorry, Princess."
The filly took a deep breath.
"I understand if you want to ban me from the Crystal Empire."
"What?"
Princess Cadence interrupted.
She couldn't help but chuckle. "Oh, Olivine Jewel, I'm the one who should be apologizing to you. I saw that something was bothering you at the Hearts and Hooves Day heart song, and I didn't even bother to dig deeper. I should have asked what the root of the problem was instead of assuming I could solve it."
Princess Cadence put her hoof on Olive's shoulder.
"I feel that this mess has been both of our doing. So what do you say to getting the garden ready for the big celebration tomorrow?"
Cadence extended her pink hoof.
"Together." "I would love that," Olivine laughed with relief. She hoof-bumped Cadence. "The funny thing is, through all of this, I found out that I actually really enjoy gardening. A lot.
Lilac Quartz rolled her eyes.
I've been telling you that for years.
Me too, Grandpa Alabaster grunted with a satisfied smirk. Always had the talent.
What can I say? Olivine smiled and shrugged. Sometimes a filly has got to sow her own oats to figure it out, even if the seeds were planted early on. Olivine trotted over to a bush covered in brilliant red roses. She plucked one and presented it to Princess Cadence. I grew this one by myself. No magic spells. She smiled wide with pride. Cadence held the bloom to her muzzle and inhaled. The sweet scent was fresh and pure. It's perfect.
And so is your cutie mark. Fire Opal pointed at the pony's flank.
Sure enough, resting upon Olivine Jewel's flank was a beautiful cutie mark of a green, heart-shaped jewel. It looked almost like the crystal heart itself, but it had swirly, curly green vines growing around it. It looks almost like a garden heart.